Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Chewy and also the Atlanta gang are doing Dish Nation from their homes as they've been doing, and it's been awesome. How are you guys?
We are not too bad at all.
Good.
All right, this is a very special show today because it is the one and only Cher's birthday. The Grammy, Emmy, and Oscar winning actress is 73 years old today.
Is there a wax under cake now that I'm Cher?
It might be, yeah. All right, so there is more drama coming up on the show. Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox, something's going on there. Noah Cyrus talks about growing up and her sister Miley's shadow. And there's a mini-series being made. Oh, Frank, you're going to love this. It's about The View.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
Well, let me DVR it.
But first, what do you got?
Okay, so Justin Bieber and his beautiful wife, Hailey Baldwin, or is she Baldwin Bieber now? But anyway, they have a show on Facebook Watch. And basically, they were talking about their relationship, and they talked about sex before marriage. And this is what they had to say.
Go back and, like, not have to face some of the bad, like, hurt that I went through. Yeah, I would have probably saved myself for marriage, probably. Sex can be kind of confusing when you're just being sexually active with anybody.
So
Hailey kept pretty quiet during
She did. Frank, what do you think? Do you think Justin was trying to like take a jab at his ex Selena Gomez?
No, this is what Justin said was that Hailey was right over his shoulder. It's like when they ask you something at the mall, like a question, it's like if your wife is with you, you answer differently than when she's not with you.
Mm-hmm.
So this was not an honest answer from Justin. He had to give Hailey the answer she wanted. So he was looking at the camera. She's over the shoulder. That was not honest.
Oh, so he had to play the role of, sex when you're not really connected with somebody. I don't know.
He had to act like it was no big deal. Nothing at all. But
of course he did. Yeah.
He has to downplay it because it's Selena Gomez. Come on, y'all.
But we're assuming they had sex, right?
I think they did. He was with her when she was very, very young for a while. And it was a toxic on and off relationship. So somebody was throwing it down.
All right. So Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green have had a rocky relationship, to say the least. Now, she filed for divorce back in 2015, but they reconciled the next year. Now, recently, even with the quarantine, Megan has been spotted out with Machine Gun Kelly. And Brian Austin Green has been seen without his wedding ring.
Oh.
Now, Brian did confirm on his podcast that him and Megan have separated, but before that, he posted this Instagram message on Megan's birthday. Eventually, butterflies get bored sitting on a flower for too long. Ooh. They start feeling smothered.
Whoa.
It's a great big world, and they want to experience it.
Oh.
Wow.
You guys, Megan Fox has that tattoo. I believe it's on her back, and she said something about, we're all gilded butterflies, or something like that. So maybe that was why he's bringing up butterflies.
Yeah.
So, Frank, pick this apart, Frank. Do you think Brian was trying to be slick? Do you really feel like that Megan's the butterfly that got away?
Oh, well, I've expected this for a long time. I've never really understood that relationship from the beginning.
They have three kids together.
I know, I was like, what? Of all the Hollywood relationships I thought would break up a long time ago.
Well, they broke up and got back together quite a bit.
It was Brian and Megan. Yeah. And so for her to be out there with Shotgun Kelly, this is totally that
Shotgun Kelly.
I know exactly what's going on. Yeah. And I'm letting the world know I'm no fool.
Oh. Right. And he's not the one who broke up with her.
But yeah, listen, if you're out without your ring and you're posting things that are indirectly about your ex, about your wife or whatever, that means that y'all are broken up at this point.
Well, here's the thing.
No.
Everybody's in quarantine. Everybody's getting fatter. It's possible that Brian Austin Green's hand is swelling a little bit, and it was probably in his best interest for him to leave the ring off so it doesn't get stuck or fused.
Right.
Yeah, all right. The View has been a staple of daytime TV since Barbara Walters started it in 1997.
Yes.
And now with Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg's the head. She's the head one in charge as the moderator now of The View. And there's always been some major drama between all the hosts, you know, with Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck having those classic fights back in the days.
Oh, yeah.
Those were always good. Those always were trending. And not to mention all the cast changes over the years. And last year's book about the show, Ladies Who Punch, was a bestseller. And check this out, y'all. Well, the book is going to be made into a miniseries. And that actually got me wondering who could play all these amazing women. And of course, reports are saying that they want A-list actresses to play them for this miniseries.
So, of course, that makes
a lot of sense. That makes tons of sense. But, yo, Heidi, Joy Behar has been on the show since the beginning. Who do you think should play her, homie?
I think,
I'll say David Spade.
It's going to take a little bit because these women are younger,
right.
But I think they're really good actresses. So I would go with, and they want A-list, I would go with, and a little age makeup, Sandra Bullock or Jennifer Garner from Joy Behar.
Are you kidding me?
No, that is opposite.
I'd go with Bette Midler. Yeah.
I think
Bette Midler
for
Joy Behar.
Oh yeah, they look alike anyway. Yeah.
I think they should bring back everyone who used to play them on Saturday Night Live for those funny sketches.
Best idea, Chewy wins. That wins.
Yep. It's where you have David Spade play Barbara Walters.
Oh. Okay, the COVID-19 situations have had a lot of salons and beauty businesses shut down.
Tell me about it.
People want to maintain their looks. Obviously, look at Heidi.
No, stop it.
Well, on Watch What Happens Live, Kim Zolciak-Bierman surprised Andy Cohen with what she was able to do. Check it out.
Kim, what's up with the Botox and fillers and all that stuff? I would think that what I'm looking at is, 9 weeks without it, right?
So Atlanta opened up.
Oh, right.
My doctor had a baby. Dr. Dawn had a baby. So she was already... Right before the quarantine happened, she had this new baby. So Brielle and I both were her first. She did my Botox and touch up my lips a little bit.
Of course.
Booyah!
Yeah, seriously.
Does it surprise you that she was the first one in to get her lips and Botox done?
No, it does not surprise me. Listen, when you get used to like having that face that's like sitting and being in quarantine, you get tired, things start changing, you gotta go get that thing pumped back up.
What?
As soon as Georgia opened up, I went and got some Botox. I'm like, I don't even get Botox and I want
you
some.
You did?
Yeah, I got some right here.
Like, Portia,
wow.
I want you to raise your eyebrows up right now.
I can't.
Raise your eyebrows up, Portia.
And I can't. I'm very upset that you asked me that. I'm very upset.
You don't need to.
All right, you guys, we have been holding weekly concerts every Thursday on DishNation.com to support small businesses with Pay It Forward Live. And this week, we have an icon performing, y'all, and that is none other than Usher! So mark your calendars and set your clocks for this epic live performance Thursday, May 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on DishNation.com. Yeah!
Ooh,
So up next, honey, JoJo has a surprise and confession. We'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, this quarantine session went straight into the quarantine confessions. Now, singer JoJo was chatting it up with the ladies from Lip Service, the podcast, and they asked JoJo, has she ever slept with the fan before? And this is what she had to say.
I knew this person for like 7 years, and I never thought that we would end up going there, but we did. And, he had always told me how much, he respected me as an artist and loved my voice, blah, blah, blah. So when I finally was like, let's do this, he was like, okay.
Ow!
Oh, okay. Can't knock the hustle.
Hey, she's very game. I like that.
Shuri, you out there in Hollywood. Now, what is it like to sleep with somebody who admires you a lot? This is a good thing, right?
It's a good thing depending on what they admire you for. If they admire you for your personality and the kind of person you are, then yes. If they admire you because who you are as far as your career and your bank account, then hell no. I'm not going to sleep with you. I'm not going to have anything to do with you. So there's a big difference. You know what I'm saying?
Shuri, how do you know the difference? How do you even know the difference?
You just know.
Suppose they admire you. They said, we heard, Chewy, you got the best body part in the country, and we want to experience it. We're supposed to do that.
Well, that's facts,
All right, y'all, moving on. Here's a feel-good story. Now, this story almost had me in tears. Y'all know I'm kind of emotional. But anyway, I'm sure you guys know the saying, you never know who's for you until you are down, right? Well, Lex Alexander, who is married to singer Shanice, revealed on an IG live session that he was down pretty bad, and it was his wife's anniversary, their anniversary, and he could depend on one person at the time. And it's a really touching story. Check it out.
And Chris, you know, he gave me $350 so that I could take her out.
Wow.
He wasn't supposed to tell her. I think he had a spot at the Comedy Store. And he went to the Comedy Store and he texted me and he was like, yo, man, look at this.
Oh, that was so touching.
Now, Headcrab, what do you think about him revealing this, first of all? Second of all, this was his wife's first time even hearing the story.
Right. Well, you know what? It's better that his wife heard it from him than get it from a secondhand source of information, like later on down the road. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. They've been together for a long time and they happy. So, long as she aight, he aight, they gonna be aight.
Right. They don't take nothing from the gift at the end of the day, because she knows that he had to humble himself and go ask a friend who gave him his last at that moment. And that's sweet. Like, that's super special.
And do you realize how much you got to like somebody to borrow money from somebody to do something with somebody else?
Right.
Like, that's love.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. All right, y'all know what time it is? It's deal time. You guys, do you need a humidifier, aromatherapy, and air freshener all in one?
Yeah.
Well, then you will love this ultrasonic diffuser. It features 7 colorful LED lights for enhanced relaxation and relaxed ambiance. It comes with a remote for easy controls, and it includes 3 pure essential oils for relaxation, recharging, and healing.
Oh, Lord, this is just what I need, honey. Tell me more.
Well, Gary, this diffuser moisturizes the air and your skin while allowing you to enjoy the benefits of aromatherapy. It's portable, quiet, and easy to operate. And get this, the runtime can be set for up to 3 hours in continuous mode or 6 hours in intermittent mode.
That's amazing. How much, Brad?
Well, guys, usually the PureSonic Ultrasonic Aromatherapy Diffuser with remote and oils has been seen as high as $55. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $25.
No way!
Yes, just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, find out what Noah Cyrus had to say about her big sister, little Miley Cyrus, that had her in tears.
Oh.
Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. All right. You're welcome, Frank. Now, this is some story. So roommates Caitlyn Jenner and Sophia Hutchins. Now, you know her because she, not only her roommate, but she's also her manager and rumored girlfriend.
Yikes.
Whoa, that's K-10.
Whoa.
But no, listen. There was a very awkward experience that happened. So during a recent appearance on our friend Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop podcast,
we love you, Heather,
Sophia revealed that she considered moving out of Caitlyn's Malibu mansion due to invasion of privacy. Wait till you hear what happened. Take a look. Oh,
the only thing is, last week we had to put a lock on my door because Caitlyn decided to barge into my room while I had a friend over and, you know, kind of saw a lot of things happening. And so it's kind of like living with your parents.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this might be a turning point where I might need to move out.
Now, Portia, you always got a house full of people at your crib. Have you ever been in a situation where you walked in on somebody or somebody walked in on you?
Yes.
Okay, we definitely have had these situations, and we have remedied that, okay? Mm-hmm. We got a knock-knock pause policy, okay? You knock-knock pause, okay? If you hear something, if I don't say come on in, knock-knock again one more time, and go on now. Because if that door is closed, the door is closed, okay?
Now, have you ever caught your mom having sex?
I never walked into my mom and doing nothing either.
You got your mom having sex?
My mom, first of all, my mom don't have no sex, okay? She had me, and then she just locked up shop. That's it. Okay? Wow.
All right, y'all. All right. So Noah Cyrus is in her feelings. While discussing her new single, Young and Sad, in a recent interview, the singer and songwriter broke down about lying in the shadow of her big sister, Miley Cyrus. Check this out.
Being born in the family I was in, everybody gave me such a hard time for having a hard time being, you know, Miley's little sister, but I always felt like I was that person that no one gave a about due to what people said to me online. And it was absolutely unbearable.
I'm not surprised. I mean, constantly trying to be somebody and wanting to be somebody, and they like, hey, you're Miley Cyrus's sister. She wants to be Noah, and she wants to stand on her own two feet. So it's got to be difficult, kind of like Solange and Beyonce.
I feel like she's looking at it all wrong. She needs to get the Wayne and Brothers mindset. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you are in the lineup, you make it do what it do. You know, she's a younger sister. My sister has always worked with me in a go naked hair, and I let her be her. She's more natural, kind of hippie, and I'm over here glam doing the most. So,
have you told your sister about me yet, Portia?
No.
Okay.
She's not allowed to refer to you, look at you, or even come online with LA.
I know I met her once, but like, come on. Portia.
No, stay away, Lauren. Stay in Atlanta. Away. Don't come to Los Angeles.
Well, y'all, since it's graduation season, we send a huge congratulations to Jayla Alexander, Nakira Spencer, Aaliyah Smith, and JD Beltran. We are so proud of you all. Class of 2020 graduates, keep doing your thing. Yeah!
Woo!
That's my baby.
All right, coming up, honey, we're going to show you how to keep it sexy and safe on the beach this summer. So stay right here.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, y'all know what time it is. It's time for
What the Fashion.
We prepare for summer. Normally, we would be bikini shopping, but with Miss Rona out here, honey, we gotta have something new, honey. So Miss Alexa Beachwear has created bikinis with a combined mask called the Drakini. Hey, Miss Portia, girl, are you putting in an order?
Okay, it's a cute idea, but let me tell you, in reality, I would never want that tan line across my face. For real? No. I think I would be at the beach with my lips out, okay? I'm wanting my lips out at the beach.
I can see how the word trikini or trikini, well, as Gary
bikini,
says.
Bikini, trikini.
But I can see the trikini. I understand why they're calling that, but if they're going to make the men do the same thing... You got your trunks and your mask. What's that called?
Oh, my God. Actually, it's like wearing a bikini now for guys.
Now you're going to be in a bikini.
Guys are in bikinis.
You have a two-piece.
I mean, Gary's all excited about it, but hell no.
It might be called a trunkini.
Like board shorts. It's like mask shorts.
Yes. I have to say this. After all this quarantine and all the three pieces I've eaten, I can't even get a two-piece, so much less a three-piece. I mean, way too many three-pieces.
Let's just start wearing barrels out to the beach.
Old school style.
Now, Brett, you feeling the trikini, Brett? What do you think?
No, I don't like it. I mean, I would wear the mask part to keep away from people, but when I get to my beach chair or on the beach, I'm taking it off because I don't want those tan lines on my face.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah. Does anybody have a picture of Brat in a bikini? Because I'd love to see that.
Portia's got one.
I mean, Brat in a bikini.
Y'all breaking up.
Because Brat always wears like big clothes. She hides the goodies. I'm like, I
can't
see
hear y'all.
Yeah.
What? Can't
She's
hear
got the
guys.
Weapons
what?
Of mass destruction.
Oh, you can hear.
Yeah.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.